Welcome to Travel Itch Radio, brought to you tonight by the Hawthorne Suites in West Palm Beach, Florida. This is the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful and talented co-host, Anita Stokes-Thomas. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook on blogtalkradio.com or on my website, danschlossberg.net. Our special guest tonight is Rick Netzel, Director of Sales and Marketing for the Best Western Palm Beach Lakes in West Palm Beach, Florida. Welcome, Rick, to the 314th episode of Travel Itch Radio.
All right, lucky 314. Hi, Dan. Hi, Anita.
Hi. Hi. For our listeners who are familiar with Palm Beaches, please tell us exactly where your property is located and especially its proximity to the airport.
You know, we're right off of I-95 and we're centrally located to everything. We're about 2 miles from the airport, 3 miles from the beaches, and 2 miles from downtown City Place.
Wow, that's a great location. And you're also 15 minutes from the beautiful Atlantic coast and less from City Place, Clematis Street, the Kravitz Center for the Performing Arts. But the closest attraction has to be the very upscale Palm Beach Outlets, which are definitely within walking distance. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. There's 130 stores, 20 big box brand name retail stores, and 7 restaurants, and they're all within walking distance. And I've negotiated a 10% discount on food at BJ Brewhouse, Red Robin, and 2J's, with BJ Brewhouse and Red Robin having full bars. And the big thing about the outlets is that once they opened, it increased our international market within the hotel by 60%.
Wow.
Now that's impressive. Now, your sister hotel,
okay,
the Hawthorne Suites, has an affiliation with Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. Does the Best Western also have that affiliation? And if so, how does it work?
Not really with Wyndham, but Best Western is a worldwide brand. They have 4,100 worldwide hotels. There's 2,000 Best Westerns in the United States alone and 97 in Florida in just the state. And I tell you what, we hop on the worldwide marketing that Best Western does. I kind of piggyback on it, and it's really helpful because that's why the international market has increased so much, because Best Western is a known brand overseas, and now sitting across from the outlets, the number one thing that the international traveler loves to do, they love to shop.
Don't we all? Now, how big is the Best Western? How many rooms do you have there?
You know, we're only 135 rooms. We have 25 rooms in the main building, which is interior corridor, and the rest is exterior corridor. So we're a smaller hotel.
You know, in a hot subtropical climate, Rick, I know visitors to West Palm Beach expect to have a pool. So please tell us about the pool at the Best Western, whether it's indoors, outdoors, or both, and whether you also have a jacuzzi.
Well, first of all, we have a spacious manicured courtyard with an oversized heated pool dead in the center, and it was built 51 years ago, so it's 9 feet deep at one end, and the joke is that you can see it from space because it is huge.
We're talking with Rick Netzel of the Best Western in West Palm Beach. Anita?
Well, I want to ask, what about a fitness center? Do you have one of those there?
You know what? 2 years ago, we took one of the rooms on the first floor in the main building, and we converted it into a fitness center. Before, we used to send everyone to our sister property at the Hawthorne Suites because they already had a fitness center. So now we have one right on property.
And, of course, I have to ask about breakfast. Is it included with each stay? I know you'll have a full-service restaurant there as well.
Actually, we don't have a full-service restaurant because we have the restaurants sitting right across the street. But we do offer a complimentary deluxe continental breakfast every morning. And the reason I call it deluxe is we always have three hot items, whether it be oatmeal, waffles, a sausage, biscuits and gravy. We have a gamut, a full gamut of breakfast. People love it. People absolutely love it.
Well, it all sounds very tasty. But guests also appreciate things like free Wi-Fi and free parking. So fill us in on what you offer in terms of that.
Absolutely. You know, we offer a complimentary Wi-Fi, the complimentary deluxe continental breakfast, and complimentary parking. And I will tell you that just this past year, we spent a great deal of money upgrading our Wi-Fi, where I can actually take my iPad, which has a very small antenna, and walk anywhere on the grounds, and I can still pick up the Wi-Fi signal.
That's really good. In planning vacations, Rick, many people I know use TripAdvisor, in addition to Travel with Radio, of course. So please tell us your rating on TripAdvisor.
You know, we love TripAdvisor, and even myself as a hotelier, when I travel, I check out TripAdvisor. So there's 35 hotels listed on TripAdvisor for West Palm Beach, and for the 6 years that I've been there, we've currently stayed in the top 10. Right now, we're number 9.
Really, really good location. I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Anita Stokes-Thomas. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Itch Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. And we're talking with Rick Netzel of the Best Western in West Palm Beach. Anita?
Yeah, so what are your peak and bargain seasons at the Best Western in West Palm Beach? I know you're close to the ballpark of the Palm Beaches where the Astros and the Nationals train from mid-February to the end of March. So should people book now? And also, you're also not far from Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter, shared by the Marlins and the Cardinals.
Yeah, this is the best time to be down here in Palm Beach County. We started out, we had the South Florida Fair. We had the Honda Classic, which is a golf tournament that's covered nationwide. And then we have spring training, which is one of my most favorite times of the year. So high season is from January 1 to the end of April. And then the off season goes from May 1st to about October 1st, and then we start picking up again around the holidays.
It's also polo season down there, isn't it?
Yes, the Wellington Polo Club, and that we bring people from all over the world to the International Polo Grounds in Wellington. It's huge. It is unbelievable, and we get a lot of group business from it.
Well, Rick, how far ahead should people book for things like Christmas, New Year's week, Martin Luther King weekend, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, things like that?
You know, the rule of thumb is do a year out, but if you can do 6 months, because once we start filling up during those peak times, our rate increases, obviously. So the sooner the better, you can get a better rate.
Well, we're in early March now, so please tell us why summer and fall are great times to visit. I mean, what's happening at the hotel and in the area over the next few months?
Well, I tell you what, the summer months and the fall months, the first thing that jumps in my head, you'll get a better rate. You'll have really good weather if you like hot weather. And like coming up May 1st, that first weekend of May, we have Sunfest, which is a 4-day festival of music. Down by the waterfront. And then, of course, in the off-season, which is the summer and the fall months, there is phenomenal fishing. There is phenomenal diving and bird watching. We live in paradise here, and there's so much to do. So it's, you know, the rates are better. And that's the first thing that jumps out at me during that time period, because right now, January, February, March, April, you're going to pay a premium price because all the snowbirds are down.
Well, you're talking about rates, and I know smart travelers are always looking for those package deals. So what packages do you offer at the Best Western Palm Beach?
You know what? I've tried packages throughout the past 6 years with different venues and different events, and I found it to be more successful to partner up with like Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line, which sails out of the Port of the Palm Beaches. The dive shops, and we do have a shopping package with the outlets because we're right across. So partnering up and promoting everything that is Palm Beach County, that's kind of how I do the marketing there.
Anita?
Yeah, well, as a dog owner, I always look for pet-friendly properties.
Yep, we are pet-friendly. Yep, we are pet-friendly. And I want to dispel an idea that people have that if you have a pet-friendly hotel, they think all your rooms are pet-friendly. That's not the case. We only have a small inventory of pet-friendly rooms, so they're in high demand. And if you have a pet and you're traveling, I do recommend to make a reservation far in advance.
And Rick,
yeah,
speaking of dogs,
that's always a good idea to check that.
Speaking of dogs, greyhound racing, isn't that a big deal down there?
Actually, the state of Florida just actually passed law to stop the greyhound racing. They found it
really?
To be inhumane. Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't know that. How recently was that?
Just the past couple months, it went into full effect.
Wow. I can see that, you know, but I didn't know that, so I'm glad you informed our listeners. Anita?
Well, tell us a little bit about your sister hotel, the Hawthorne Suites, and how close it is to the Best Western.
Hawthorne Suites is about 0.3 miles from us, and it's great because we're owned by the same company, so we offer two different products to the market. They're an all-suite property. Some of their suites are bigger than my first apartment in Chicago growing up. So, and we're different price points. Yeah, we're different price points. They're $20 to $30 to $40 more expensive than us, but we work together. We work on rates, we work on groups together, we divide groups, and just having two hotels combating out there trying to promote and market the hotels, it's an added bonus.
Well, earlier you mentioned some of the different activities and things going on, but Rick, tell us some of your favorite places to play as well as eat in Palm Beaches.
I'm telling you what, there are two places, Carlin Park and MacArthur Park. They're on the north end of Palm Beach County. They are absolutely gorgeous beaches with crystal clear water, and they're easy access, and it's phenomenal. And my wife and I love to go to this place called the Dive Bar. And it's not like the dive of a bar. It's the dive bar where they celebrate scuba diving, and it's right on the Intercoastal. The food is phenomenal. The service is great, and you can sit right outside and watch the boats go by.
Mm. That sounds great.
Sounds lovely. Yeah.
Well, Rick, with so many great things to do and see in the Palm Beaches, do you have a shuttle that guests can use if they don't feel like driving?
Absolutely. We have a round-trip shuttle service to and from the airport for $25. We also, if you check in, say if you're staying a week, you pay a one-time $25 shuttle fee, and for your time at our hotel, we will shuttle you in a 3-mile radius. Now, I talked about the partnership with the Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line. We also, and they sail out of the port of the Palm Beaches, we also have a $40 round-trip shuttle service to the port. So we will take you wherever you need to go, basically, but of course, there's always going to be a small fee.
Okay, we're talking with Rick Netzel of the Best Western in West Palm Beach. Anita?
Well, Rick is talking so much about all of these great things to do, but I have to ask you this, Rick. I'm sure you have favorite places where you like to travel if you could ever leave the Palm Beaches. So tell us your favorite destination, your favorite hotel, and also favorite restaurant.
You know what? I'm originally born and raised in Chicago, and I'm a huge baseball fan. That's why I love spring training here in Palm Beach County. So every summer, my wife and I go up to Chicago, and we spend part of the time at the family summer house. But then we stay at the Best Western Hawthorne Terrace, which is about 4 blocks away from Wrigley Field. So we make a little vacation out of it. And, you know, you asked about a favorite restaurant there. The neighborhood by Wrigley Field. It has so many little bars and little restaurants, and we try to hit them all, to tell you the truth.
Well, Harry Carey's is
like
one of my
thing.
Favorites in Chicago.
Have you eaten Harry Carey's? Yep, I've been there multiple times, and I think maybe I've been asked to leave once.
How about Ed DeBevick's?
Been there, too. Absolutely, absolutely. And how about, if you want good pizza, Lou Malotti's?
Well, Ed DeBevick's, you can easily be asked to leave. I mean, the waitresses have an attitude. They try to insult you.
I know. I love it. It kind of reminds me of my first wife.
Okay, Anita, the ball's in your court.
Well, I can't stop laughing. Plus, I want to go to all these places you guys mentioned. But now, the Travel Entry Radio listeners, they always want to know a bit more. You just told us a little bit about where you were born and raised. But what about educated? How did you get involved in the travel industry as a travel journalist?
Born and raised in Chicago. I love going back there in the summer, not the winter. And to tell you the truth, I'm probably one of the few. I have 5.5 years of college with no degree. But I tell you what, I did the School of Hard Knocks. This is my 45th year in hospitality. I spent 20 in restaurants and 25 in hotels. And my philosophy, or at least my wife and myself, she does the same thing I do. She's a director of sales at a hotel for Hilton. Is that the county, Palm Beach County, if they do well, we're going to do well. So that's how we started our radio show, Life in the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast with Rick and Chrissy. We promote tourism in the county. Once again, if the county does well, my hotel and her hotel is going to do well.
Absolutely. Now, I was wondering, how do people get there? I mean, I'm in the Atlanta, Georgia area. So if someone wants to travel down an airline, which airlines fly in?
Yeah.
Like fly or drive?
There's, I tell you what, PBI or Palm Beach International Airport is a phenomenal airport to fly into. It takes flights from just about everywhere. I mean, I've traveled the United States while living in West Palm Beach. And if not, you can take the Brightline train and go down to Fort Lauderdale and fly out of there, or Miami, fly out of there, or Orlando. We're centrally located there. You can get to all the airports.
You mentioned the train, Rick. Is that train finished up to Orlando or not yet?
Not yet. They not only want to take it to Orlando, but from and they want it to go into the Orlando airport, but they want it to go from the airport, Orlando airport, to Disney property, because you know Disney wants a piece of everything.
Oh yeah. They should run one of their old steam trains on that track.
Yeah, in the Brightline, I will tell you that I've experienced it. I took a group of 12 hoteliers. I'm working with the business development manager of Brightline, and one afternoon we just rode it to Fort Lauderdale. We experienced it. And there's free Wi-Fi. It's very comfortable. It's very clean. They have service just like they would on an airline. And it's really nice because traffic, when you drive to Fort Lauderdale or Miami, is horrendous. So as Brightline says, leave the driving to us and we'll take you there.
I've got to second that, because when the All-Star Game was in Miami a few years ago, I stayed with a friend in Boca Raton, and I took the train back and forth to Miami. It was great. And I did see I-95
right.
Standing still when I was flying by. That was terrific.
Yeah, take the Brightline and then take Uber to whatever venue you're going to.
That's true.
Well, that definitely sounds like a plan.
So, Anita, Dan...
Yeah, well, I was just going to ask Rick, I mean, we've talked about quite a bit here, but is there anything that Dan or I have not asked you that you would also like to add or include here in our conversation?
Yeah, I will tell you that growing up in Chicago, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I've been here in Florida for 20 years. I spent about 15 in Orlando, but if I would have known about Palm Beach County right after high school, I would have been down here, because it's absolutely, I mean, it's paradise. The weather's great. There's so much to do. There's so many events, so much destinations and the businesses and the people. And it's a great place to live, and it's a great place to work. And I love playing down here, too.
Well, Rick, I've got to ask you, you mentioned playing down there. There's plenty of golf and tennis in addition to all the water sports. But when the president comes down, which he does pretty frequently in the winter, does he interfere at all with tourism?
Actually, he creates compression in hotels because the Coast Guard, the Secret Service, and some of the government agencies, when China, the leaders of China met with Trump down here, we had media from China, and it creates more compression. It fills more hotel rooms. It does create some traffic problems, but not by my hotel, the Best Western, West Palm Beach, but more toward Mar-a-Lago, where he stays.
But isn't his golf course or golf club in West Palm?
He's got actually a couple different golf courses and properties down here, but I don't get into it too much. You know, we've had the Secret Service, we've had the Coast Guard stay at my hotel. Heck, I've had the Rockettes from Madison Square Garden stay at my hotel. So we're in a great location, and I really appreciate the time that you allowed me to be on your show, and I look forward to meeting you in person when you're down, in a week?
Coming down on March 18th, and I'll see you the next day.
Perfect. I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it, too, and I really appreciate your time and thoughts. Anita, stick with me because I want to talk to you about Hawaii. In the meantime, we'll say thank you to Rick Netzel of the Palm Beach Lakes Best Western in West Palm Beach, a great property. Thanks for being our guest tonight, Rick.
Thank you so much, Dan. Thank you so much, Anita. You guys have a great night, and I look forward to meeting you in person, Dan.
Thanks so much. Same here.
Thank you.
All right.
Anita,
have a good night.
Let's talk about Hawaii. How was your trip to Hawaii? I know you were there for a couple of weeks, right?
I was there for 2 weeks. I couldn't believe it myself. I kept pinching myself that I could be there that long. But it was fantastic. I had a chance to do a lot of different things. I went to the Honolulu fish auction and got a chance to see where our seafood comes from and why we get such good quality seafood and why they're working on sustainability and not just overfishing our water. So it was really great to see that. Of course, if you're on the island of Oahu, you can't be there without going to the North Shore and taking in those big waves as well as getting some good food at those food trucks that are up on that end. And I did some shopping and then just cooling out and having a great time. But something really special, I had a chance to stay at the former Winter White House of the Obamas. So that was a real treat.
Oh, that's terrific. Did you get to multiple islands in Hawaii?
No, I did not. I was only on the island of Oahu and just spent the whole time there. The first week was pretty much trying to relax and just take it easy. And the second week was a little bit busier. We had some friends that had not been there, so we were trying to get everything in. We went to Pearl Harbor and, you know, did some of the things, the traditional things when you go to Hawaii that you definitely want to make sure that you get in.
Well, I'm a huge fan of Hawaii Five-0, both the old one with Jack Ward and the current one. I love the show, and the scenery is beautiful. But I do remember when they first started talking about putting that show on, the Chamber of Commerce objected. They said, you're going to show all this murder and mayhem? And the CBS people said, yeah, but we're going to be showing beautiful scenery, too. And it turned out that because of the scenery on that show, tourism business increased 25%.
Well, here's a little trivia thing. We stayed at the hotel, the Ilokai, which is the hotel that you see in the beginning scenes of the old Hawaii Five-0. So, yes, it is unbelievably beautiful scenery right there because you have Diamond Head in the background of that hotel. It's exquisitely beautiful.
And you know what's really interesting to me about Hawaii Five-0? In real life, there's no such thing. There is no state police force in Hawaii.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but I thought I saw some. But maybe it was just me being cautious. I did most of the driving.
Right. You probably just saw local city police because there's no state police force in Hawaii.
I guess it would be a little hard to kind of have a, you know, state police since there's so many different islands that make up the Hawaii that is the state.
Yeah, that's true. Although on the TV show, they're always flying helicopters back and forth, or even taking boats or whatever. They come up with all kinds of ingenious things to do. And it's a great show. I love Scott Kahn. And it's really a spoof. The current Hawaii, if you haven't seen it, the current Hawaii 5-0 is a spoof of the original one, which they took it much more seriously in the original.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a great show. I need to go back and look at some of the old shows, especially since I stayed in the hotel that was part of the actual show. But I have to also tell you, Dan, that I had some really, really great food. I mean, poke is really very popular there, so all different flavors and different ways of preparing that. A lot of great seafood. And there's a place where I went and I actually had fried pork chops. I thought I was back at home here in the South. Happy fried pork chops.
Well, what I want to do is on the show, the new one, Hawaii 5-0, they're always showing one of their guys who owns a shrimp truck, and it's right on the water. You eat outside, and that food looks delicious. So I want to go out there and see if that's for real or not.
That would be Giovanni's shrimp truck. And, yes, if you go to Oahu, you must go to the North Shore and have those shrimp. They're unbelievably good. As a matter of fact, I crave them throughout the year. And if I get a chance to go back, because Hawaii is my husband's favorite place to go for vacation, so we usually go once a year, and that is like one of our first stops is that shrimp truck. So it does exist.
Oh, it's good to know. Good to know. Makes me want to go even more.
For real.
I found out about the lack of these state police. My first trip to Hawaii, I got out of the plane, and I said, "Where's McGarrett? I want to meet McGarrett." And he said, "It's just fiction. It's not for real. No state police." I couldn't believe it. I was so heartbroken.
Well, I won't stress out so much the next time I drive there. Then,
yeah,
thinking everyone's after me. I do drive fast.
Okay. Oh, on the North Shore, you said you went there to catch the waves. Did you surf?
No, I did not surf and really did not really get in the water at all. I just love to kind of sit by the water. We took a lot of time just sitting by the water, walking with our friends, just taking it all in because the scenery is just it's not only that it's relaxing, it's just serene. I mean, it's just one of those kind of days where you want to just relax and just not believe where you are and just take it all in. But we also, Jurassic Park and Jurassic World was filmed there too. So we also had a chance to go and see that as well and not have to worry about being chased by dinosaurs. We could just take our time and explore.
And when we go to the NASDAQ convention in Syracuse in May, we're going to go to a place called the Dinosaur Bar. So it's a small world, Anita.
Well, I guess that's still the chance. I may be running from dinosaurs.
Okay. Anyway, time for me to wrap it up. So I just want to say the Hawthorne Suites by Wyndham West Palm Beach is an ideal choice for business travelers, leisure, and extended stay guests. Enjoy comfort and convenience in our spacious 1- and 2-bedroom suites equipped with kitchenettes, full-size fridge, dishwasher, microwave, 2-burner cooktop range, separate living room, and 2 42-inch LCD TVs. Be at the top of your game. Work out in the fitness center. There's a 2,600 square feet of function space, business center, coin laundry, valet service, and it's just minutes from the Palm Beach outlets that Rick just talked about. Shuttle service available for minimal fee, and it's close to the Palm Beach International Airport. That's the Hawthorne Suites by Wyndham West Palm Beach. Tell them you heard about it on Travel Itch Radio. That's it for this edition of Travel Itch. Next week, we'll head north to visit with my good friend, Tony Mua of A Slice of Brooklyn Bus Tours. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, along with Anita Stokes-Thomas, good night.
Good night.